The latest chapter in the saga of the Democratic Party and Asian political contributions involves a Thai businesswoman, a visit to the White House, and a contribution to the Democratic National Committee, which has since been returned. This story emerged from the thousands of documents that the DNC made public last week, documents related to the controversial fundraiser John Huang. Ruth Marcus covers money and politics for The Washington Post. She describes the June 18th visit of the Thai donor, Pauline Kanchanalak.
She went to the White House along with five of her business associates for a very small coffee attended by only a few other people and by President Clinton. The primary topic of this was U.S. policy in China, which was a big interest of several of the folks she brought with her who were the top executives of Thailand's largest conglomerate. On the very same day, she and her sister-in-law contributed a total of $135,000 to the Democratic National Committee.
Now, what is the connection between the visit to this coffee at the White House and the contribution to the Democratic National Committee?
Well, if you ask the DNC, the answer is a coincidence. These were one of a number of coffees that the president held with large donors to the party, or people who the DNC thought might become large donors to the party. And he had a few dozen of these during the course of the campaign, and quite a bit of money was raised that way. What's somewhat surprising and intriguing about this coffee was that the contribution came on the same day and so close in time to the event. It really raises some questions.
But as far as illegalities are concerned here, closeness in time is not so important as closeness in place. That is, if they had actually made a contribution at the White House, that's out of bounds.
That's flatly illegal. That's out of bounds. But I think one of the things that we've learned as this fundraising affair has dragged on for weeks and months now is that there's really two levels of questions. And one is what was done that was illegal, and the other is what was done that was unseemly.
Did the Democratic National Committee write down, though, that this money was actually given at the White House?
They didn't write that down. There's something called a tracking form, and what it shows is a copy of the check that was written, and it says the fundraiser who that was credited to, which is John Huang, the DNC finance vice chairman who has raised much of the questionable money. And under event, there's a notation both for Pauline Kanchanalak and for her sister-in-law, White House Coffee. So clearly, in the internal DNC accounting, they attributed that donation to the coffee, though their press secretary says there is no, quote, ticket price to attend the coffee.
Well, as you've seen the story of Asian contributions to the Democratic National Committee, these stories mount. Apart from a kind of an alarm at all of these foreigners giving money to the Democratic National Committee, how much does it all amount to? I mean, was there a huge amount of money compared to, say, Philip Morris contributions to the Republican Party?
Well, I think that's a very good question, and the answer is each party has found its own unique sources of giving, and as the tobacco companies dried up their contributions to the DNC, the DNC looked to other sources. But in fact, I think what's intriguing and important about the story is that the foreignness is almost irrelevant. What you have here are large donors like Ms. Kanchanalak, like Mr. Tree, who brought the Chinese arms dealer to another separate White House coffee, large donors to the party who are able not only to get access themselves and rub elbows with the president themselves, but who are able to boost their business dealings by bringing in their clients and the folks that they have business transactions with in to meet the president. That's a pretty good thing if you're in business to be able to show the folks that you do business with that you can get them inside the doors of the White House. I think that would be pretty impressive to anybody, whether they're foreign or not. Everybody likes that picture of the president with his arm around you on their wall, and everybody likes to be able to look across the table at the country club and say, gee, when Barb and I were dining at the White House last night, and everybody likes to talk about their golf game with the president if they can manage to arrange such things. And I think that to me is what is significant about the Pauline Kent Chanelak coffee, that this was essentially a coffee set up for essentially solely for her clients. There were only three other outsiders there. There were six people, including her, from her group, with the President of the United States. What you have are these donors who clearly are getting more than the sense of civic pride and democratic small d or large d duty out of this. They are, in fact, helping themselves by helping the Democratic Party.
Reporter Ruth Marcus writes about money and politics for The Washington Post. The stock market moved up early today and closed at yet another record. The end-of-the-year rally lifted the Dow Jones Industrial Average more than 14 points above its previous record of 65.47.